Chapter 1. Is this book for you? Everyone that owns assets can benefit from death and disability planning. Yet most people have no idea about the alternatives available to them and how important a little planning can be. We all like to be optimistic about the future. We don't like to contemplate death. We feel good, don't like to contemplate the possibility of becoming sick or injured, sufficiently to be disabled so that we can no longer carry on the business of managing our own affairs or making our own decisions. There's a little bit of the ostrich in all of us. Like the ostrich, we prefer to keep our heads in the sand about certain things in life. But failure to face these issues squarely, to be informed, and to implement a plan can have a profound effect on your loved ones when you die or if you become disabled. This book is written for the middle class. There has been lots written for the rich, and the rich have the benefit of high-priced professionals to help them. By the middle class, we mean people with some assets and a decent and predictable income, but not the kind of wealth that makes them a candidate for estate tax issues. It's difficult to draw a bright line with respect to how much in assets or income is needed to be middle class. But as to being a candidate for estate tax issues, the law makes it very clear. Currently, that is, in 2007 when this book is being written, under the law, there are no gift or estate taxes on estates valued at less than $2 million. As the law currently exists, estate tax is charged on estates greater than $2 million, or what is called the exemption amount. This $2 million is the exemption amount for 2007 and 2008. In 2009, it will be $3,500,000. In 2010, there is no estate tax at all. So, if you are very wealthy and you love your kids, you might want to consider dying in 2010. But if you are rich and prefer your kids over all others, whatever you do, don't live to 2011. In that year, the exemption amount falls to $1 million. It will remain at that level unless changed by Congress. When estate tax is charged, the highest marginal rate is between 45% and 55%, depending on the year of death. That seems like a lot, but the first million is tax-free even after 2011. A person who dies with a $2 million estate will still be able to pass on to their children $1,500,000, a significant sum even today. What's more, the rich are afforded yet another way to pass assets on to their children or grandchildren tax-free. They can gift $12,000 per year to each recipient without any tax liability and without utilizing any of their gift and estate tax exemptions. For example, their $1 million in 2011 and beyond exclusion amount. So, a rich husband and wife, having 4 children and 8 grandchildren, can give away $288,000 per year and still have another $2 million to give at the time of their death without any estate tax. Over 10 years, they can gift $2,880,000 without any tax and still have another $2 million to give at the time of their death without any estate tax. If they choose appreciating assets, for example, interests in real estate, or a growing business to gift, over 10 years they can gift $2,880,000 without any tax and still have another $2 million to give at the time of death without any estate tax. If they choose appreciating assets, for example, interests in real estate, or a growing business to gift, the $2,880,000 given might be worth $4 million or more at the time of their death. It should not surprise you to learn that the tax laws are written to benefit the wealthy. Understanding this, if you are concerned about estate tax, then, for the purpose of this book, you are not middle class. If you are concerned about estate tax, then you and your family can benefit from more sophisticated planning than that discussed in this book. For instance, utilizing trusts and certain technical planning vehicles, we can double the amount a married couple can pass to their next generation without any estate tax. If you are not concerned about estate tax, but you do or are likely to have some assets to protect, you need this book and the help it offers. In real terms, if you are middle class in the way we are using the term in this book, your failure to plan will impact you and your loved ones more than if you were wealthy. Sure, more dollars are at stake if you are wealthy, but if you are middle class, the dollars that are at stake will have a more profound impact on your life and the lives of your loved ones.